Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Sports Radio 101.9 FM and Sports Radio 66 WFAN.
Hi there, everybody. What you doing? It's a Saturday morning in December in New York City. Another day, another coach fired. And we'll talk about that throughout the morning. Plus, the Mets are getting new owners, the Jets stink, the Giants stink, and a tremendous day in college football where the picture becomes clear because of Utah being completely overmatched last night by Oregon. There's a lot to talk about over the next 3 hours. And then at 1 o'clock, the legendary Eddie Coleman at 1. Today on the show, Jared Carrabas will join me. You know him, a Barstool, very unbiased baseball reporter. We'll talk about the inevitable Yankee signing of Gerrit Cole, the demise of the Red Sox, and the Mets becoming a big market team. At least soon they'll be a big market team. Never forget, though, today is Pearl Harbor Day. And I know that you've got to be, I think you've got to be like 85 years old to remember it. But it was one of the more tragic days in American history, and we should never, ever forget. 2,400 Americans lost their lives on this day 78 years ago when we were sucker punched. So never, ever forget. Now let's get to the sports. Let's get to Fizdale. We all know that the Knicks are not well run. That's the obvious statement. We all know that Steve Mills probably does not deserve to have the job he has. We all know that this is not the most talented New York Knicks roster. We all know that their game plan in free agency was to sign big-time free agents, not Julius Randle and not Elfrid Payton. We know all of this. We know that James Dolan's not a really good owner. We know that this team was never going to be a playoff team. We all know that. We even know that when Stan Van Gundy calls the Knicks a cesspool, he's not necessarily wrong. All of that is true. But what is also true, if you actually decide to watch New York Knicks basketball, and I understand if a lot of people listening say, hey, Ev, I haven't watched a lot of Knicks basketball. They're really bad. I don't want to watch them. That is totally fine. I'm not going to sit here and lecture you that you need to sit there on a Monday night watching the lousy Knicks. I get that. But I also understand that Steve Kerr doesn't watch the New York Knicks. Greg Popovich doesn't watch the New York Knicks. And clearly, anybody that is going to say, oh, David Fizdale, he did nothing wrong, poor guy, they didn't watch the New York Knicks. If you watch the New York Knicks, accepting all of those other things I just said, not a great roster, bad ownership, issues talent-wise, all that's true. You also know David Fizdale did a really, really bad job coaching. And sometimes it's easy to just say, well, they're not good, so don't blame the coach. And I hear that a lot around here. I hear it a lot. Whether it's about Adam Gase, not as much about Pat Shurmur, but we've heard it before. And we've certainly heard it a lot about David Fizdale. I get that with a baseball manager. I do. I accept that with a baseball manager. But if you watch the games, if you actually sit there, and God bless the Knicks fans. Listen, I'm always open that I don't root for the Knicks. I don't like the Knicks. But, man, do I respect the hardcore Knicks fan. Because I respect any fan that's going to sit there and watch their team stink. Because I do it. So I relate to you. I feel you. You know how much bad basketball I've watched over the years? I've watched a lot of it. That's why I'm like on cloud nine that the Nets are 12-10 and their three best players aren't playing. But that's a story for another day. But if you've watched this team, you know that this team had no offensive identity. You know they didn't even run an offense. You know their defense switched way too much. You know that they allowed Julius Randle to play basketball as if he's James Harden. You know this. You also know that David Fizdale has developed nobody. You also know that it took what for Frank Ntilikina to enter this rotation? You also know that the rotations this guy has thrown out there has sometimes looked so bad, you almost think he's sabotaging the team. You know all of this if you've watched this team. So with all due respect to Steve Kerr, with all due respect to Greg Popovich, maybe you shouldn't opine on something that you're not even watching. You're not watching the Knicks. Oh, yeah, you're sitting there watching Knicks Bulls. You're sitting there watching Knicks Nuggets, and I get the loyalty that you want to have to your coaching brethren. And yes, there are examples where coaches get an unfair shake. I get that. But, you know, it is possible to look at a job a coach is doing, even with a flawed roster, and judge them. That's possible. And if you're doing it and you're being fair, you know that David Fizdale did a terrible, terrible job. That does not exonerate Steve Mills. That does not exonerate James Dolan. I'm not doing that. We could spend this entire show explaining and ripping and dissecting every bad move the Knicks have made, how they've handled things, how Mills should go, how they should continue this rebuild, and all of it is fair, and a lot of it is going to be accurate. But while saying all of that, you can also say that David Fizdale did a terrible job coaching this team, because guess what? David Fizdale did a terrible job coaching this team. Who's gotten better this year? Okay, the answer is Frank Ntilikina. There's your answer. Frank Ntilikina has been a better player this year than he was last year. Well, why, you ask? Well, part of it was Fizdale didn't play him a lot last year. And remember, the first few games of this season, he didn't want to give Ntilikina a big spot in this rotation until he was forced to, until Dennis Smith was away from this team, until Elfrid Payton was hurt. But ask yourself this. One of the building blocks coming into this season that you were excited about, that I was excited about as a basketball fan, was Mitchell Robinson. Has Mitchell Robinson gotten better this year? Has he? Because the answer is no. He's been stagnant, and I'm probably being nice in saying that. Have we seen any young player develop on this roster? And I'm not even just looking at Kevin Knox, who's a lottery pick. You know, last night, I'm sitting there watching my basketball team play. And trust me, I'm not going to wax poetic about the Nets. I'm going to wax poetic about Devontae Graham. You remember him? Game-winning three against the Knicks, Devontae Graham? Where the heck did he come from? Where did Kendrick Nunn come from in Miami? This is what you were looking for in the last year and a half. Development. Some kind of hope. I never thought this team would be a playoff team. I don't think most Knicks fans thought they were going to be a playoff team. But you were looking for progress. You were looking for growth. And you didn't see that. And the Julius Randle quandary is really intriguing to me, because as much basketball as I watch, and I love watching NBA, but I'm obviously not sitting there watching every New Orleans Pelicans game. I'd be lying to you if that was the case. A night like last night, I was obviously watching a lot of the college football game, which turned out to be not much of a game. That game flipped on 4th and 1, first drive of the game for Utah. That game flipped in that moment. But obviously, I was locked into Nets Hornets, and I actually watched a little bit of the conclusion of the Pacer-Piston game. But it's impossible to watch full games of teams you're not rooting for unless it's this, you know, obvious great game. So I'm not going to sit here and lie and say, boy, I sat there and watched Julius Randle all the time. I know what his numbers said. I've seen him play a decent amount of time, but never fully. And I got to tell you, he's not very good. And I mean that with peace and love. I mean, watching him every day as a New York Knick, is there any Knick fan that says, boy, Julius Randle, he's better than I thought? Now, I know he hasn't had a great year. And again, a lot of this is on the coach. But it has been so uninspiring watching Julius Randle play basketball. And I think one of the things that jumps out at me about him is his basketball IQ. It's been awful. Now, here's the question for Randle. Here's the question, more so than Randle, the young guys on this roster. Alonzo Trier, Damian Dotson, Frank Ntilikina, Kevin Knox, who's been stagnant after, I thought, looking pretty good, at least shooting the three the first couple of weeks of this season, to where he's lost minutes and plays very little defense despite that inspiring block the other night, the one highlight of the Denver game. What difference are we going to see from Mike Miller? I don't know. We're going to find out. I mean, Mike Miller comes in with a good reputation from Westchester. He's getting his first crack to be an NBA head coach, but we need to see some improvement. And right now, if you're a Knicks fan, that's all you're looking for. No Knicks fan came into this season thinking they were going to be a playoff team. You know, and if you did, I don't know what you were thinking. What you're looking for is improvement, and what you're looking for is hope. Now, the good news is, and Joe has said this a lot, and it's an accurate statement, though the statement is starting to become a lot more hollow lately, and that's, well, the Knicks haven't done anything really stupid. And I think what he's meant by that is they haven't gone out and given a max contract to an average player, which they could have done during this free agency. Even the contracts they gave out, Julius Randle, Bobby Portis, Elfrid Payton, Wayne Ellington, pick whoever you want, none of them is marrying them to a long-term deal. Did they lose the ability to be flexible next offseason? A little bit, though. Some of these deals are one-year deals, like Morris, like Portis, that they can get out of real quick. And maybe they'll be able to trade Julius Randle. But they didn't do anything colossally stupid. They haven't traded first-round picks. In fact, they've added first-round picks from the Kristaps Porzingis trade. And we could go back and debate Porzingis all day. I get why the Knicks made the move. I know a lot of people thought it was Durant or bust. I never thought that needed to be the case. It didn't have to be completely related. So the good news is you've got assets. You're going to have flexibility moving forward. That's all great news. And that's a part of not doing anything stupid. But here's the tough part, because that part's easy. Restraining yourself from doing things that are stupid, that's the easy part. The tough part is finding gems, is finding Devontae Graham, is finding Kendrick Nunn. You want to go back a few years earlier? Finding Malcolm Brogdon, finding Draymond Green, finding Joe Harris and Spencer Dinwiddie, if you want me to mention my guys, or lately David Nwaba with the way he's played over the last three or four games. But you know what else you have to do when you find those uncut gems? That was like a cheap promotion. You got to develop them. And they need to put together a coaching staff that can do that. What's amazing is you look around this league, there are some pretty good head coaches who used to be Nick assistants, where you would take any one of them to be your head coach right now, including mine, by the way, who does a great job developing talent. They need to find that guy. But before they do that, this owner, who now with the Wilpons out of the way, you know, there used to be a debate, who's worse? Who would you rather have owning your team, the Wilpons or Dolan? Well, guess what? Believe it or not, and I'm sure we'll talk about this throughout the show today because I can't get this smile off my face. To quote Bobby Bonilla from the introductory press conference, you can't get this smile off my face because Stevie Cohen is coming and he's got a lot of cash and he wants to use it. I digress. What James Dolan's got to do is he's got to quit the Steve Mills addiction. Steve Mills is probably a great dude. All right, he's probably fun to hang out with. But his resume running the Knicks has been putrid. And so James Dolan, I know he's tried this before, whether it was Phil Jackson or it was Donnie Walsh, but this time it's got to stick. You have to bring in, and Phil doesn't count. He was a great all-time head coach, but certainly not a proven executive. You have to bring in a guy to run this franchise and get the heck out of the way. The problem is that statement I just made, that statement Joe probably made, we've made this statement for a decade. And when it happened with Donnie, and it lasted for like what felt as if it lasted for about 35 minutes before that all ended. But I don't know if Dolan's ever going to do that. I don't know. Mills seems like he's got a job for life. So the good news if you're a Knick fan is that Fizdale is gone. He was a terrible head coach. Don't let Greg Popovich try to convince you otherwise, all right? He's not watching Knick games. I'm sorry. He's defending his coaching brethren, which, by the way, I respect. There's a loyalty aspect to that. That's great. But you got rid of a terrible coach. You are built with correct moves to turn this thing around. You're not pickless. You're not filled in cap hellhole for 5 years. You're not. Don't let anybody tell you otherwise. You're not. The problem is now you've got to make the smart, keen moves. Well, I would have handled this offseason a little bit differently. I've explained that because what I would want to do right now is I want to add more assets because the more assets I have, the more picks I have, the more possibilities I have to turn this team around. But you've got to pick the right guys and you've got to develop the right guys. And look, RJ Barrett, I think he's got a chance to be a good player in this league. But we are a year and a half now or a year and a quarter into Kevin Knox and we're not seeing progress. We're seeing progress from Frank Ntilikina, but as we've discussed, he's never going to be maybe the guy you thought he would be when you're used with a lottery pick. We've seen Mitchell Robinson get stagnant. We need to see improvement, and you need to see a competent team president or general manager bring in the right guys. But I'm sorry. Don't let people tell you that David Fizdale really got hosed. He didn't get hosed. He wasn't good. As far as the timing of it's concerned, and this is very Met-like, it reminds me of firing Willie Randolph at 2 in the morning in California. Could they have done it at a better time? Probably. Yeah, You probably don't let him run a practice. You probably don't let the players have a players-only meeting where they're rallying around the coach. But they needed to get rid of the coach. So whether they did it at 5 o'clock p.m. or 5 o'clock a.m. or 2 o'clock a.m. or in the third quarter of the Denver game, whenever they did it, it needed to be done. And good victory by my Nets. And it's starting to inspire me that once they get healthy, they have the perfect chemistry with this second unit. The defense we saw in the fourth quarter of this game, I got to give Amon Shumpert a ton of credit. He's changed the culture. I hate to use that word. He's changed the the defensive intensity of this team off the bench. And it was great to see them win a game in which Spencer Dinwiddie didn't have to carry them. So good win by the Nets. They've played very well. Now, they're beating teams they should beat. Trust me. There's no delusion about that. The Charlotte Hornets, despite, I think they're worse than what their record says. So these are games you have to win. They'll get a little bit of a challenge on Sunday as the Nuggets come to town after Denver dropped one last night in Boston. But they're surviving without Kyrie Irving, and they're surviving without Caris LeVert. A lot to get to today. A huge Saturday in college football. The playoff picture became clear after last night's Oregon rout. The Jets play tomorrow. The Giants wait till Monday. The return likely of Eli Manning. We'll preview your fantasy football weekend, which for many is the fantasy football playoffs. That's coming up in the 12 o'clock hour with Brad Evans. And Jared Carrabas, very unbiased baseball reporter of Barstool, will join me at 11. A lot of baseball to go through with him. I know he's handling the inevitable Yankee signing of Gerrit Cole very well. The Astro cheating scandal. And I want to see if we can come to terms on a Mookie Betts trade. Because I would like Mookie Betts as a Met fan. I think he knows that the Red Sox have to trade Mookie Betts. And since the Mets have Cohen money coming, and it's coming fast, why not trade for Mookie? They could sign him at the end of the year, re-sign him to a big deal. If this was a week ago, you would do a Mookie negotiation preparing that it's a one-year rental. Now, with the coming, I'm thinking, hey, 10-year deal, $350 million. What's the problem? So a lot to get to. Toll-free numbers 877-337-6666. Evan Roberts till Eddie C at 1 o'clock on a Saturday.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.